This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'll tell you, they were so bad. They took over the submarine port. You remember that very well. During your term, during you and Barack Obama, they took over a big part of what should have been Ukraine. You handed it to them, but you were getting a lot of money from Russia. They were paying you a lot of money, and they probably still are. But now, with what came out today, it's even worse. All of the emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family. And Joe, you were vice president when some of this was happening, and it should have never happened. And I think you owe an explanation to the American people. Why is it? Somebody just had a news conference a little while ago who was essentially supposed to work with you and your family, but what he said was damning. And regardless of me, I think you have to clean it up and talk to the American people. Maybe you can do it right now.
Joe Biden looked really old in this debate. Really did. I'm not even being mean-spirited. I don't know who did his makeup. It looked like an Undertaker did his makeup. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. But after hearing clips like that, I can tell why he looked old. He's been trying to figure out what to do for this debate. Talking points, oh, Donald Trump, he's a liar. And did you check out his taxes? And yeah, he doesn't like black people. And he is xenophobic. And did I mention he's rich? But he doesn't pay taxes. It was a joy to watch. I really didn't know what to expect because they keep stacking the deck. Hey, props to the moderator. She wasn't as bad as I thought she was going to be. And I think even Trump tried to explain. He said, yeah, you're not as bad as I thought you were going to be. Wow. Donald Trump says, you have an opportunity to explain yourself, Joe. Barnum and Bailey. Donald Trump says, liberals and conservatives alike are going to be watching this. They're not getting the news over there. CNN, MSNBC, they're not. Those people aren't talking about this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a commercial. I'm going to talk about Hunter Biden and the Biden family getting all this money and your brothers getting money from Iran and your brothers getting money from China and negotiating deals. Somebody, one of the pundits I listened to, I mean, by accident, because I was coming back from an event and I was listening to Hannity's show, and they said, man, how are you going to dismiss this? I think it was Bongino. And he said, Hunter Biden may be the most searched thing after the debate of anything. And I agree. I agree. Did Trump miss a few opportunities? Maybe. He could have hit a triple. It could have been stretched into a triple, then a double. If he'd run a little harder or whatever, yeah, okay, whatever. But he still got brought in. The next time he got up to the plate, he brought the guy in. It was amazing. It was a great performance because Joe Biden is a patsy. He's easy. Oh, he's got that little smirk on his face. Oh, they've been adjudicated. Listen to Joe Biden. I dare you, go back and listen to this debate. And Joe Biden will say things like, scientists, we have all the unions and all the teachers and all that. They say it. He always gives you people that validate his position. All the unions said this. If he's talking about global climate farce, every respectable scientist, think about what he's telling you. If you hear somebody that doesn't say what I say, they're not respectable. Since when? I think one of the biggest things that Joe Biden screwed up in, and we'll play a clip or two, is when he tried to pretend that he was a person of character. And Donald Trump said, how dare you sit up here and talk about character when your family's getting all this money from all over the world? How dare you? Oh, man. It was unbelievable. You had to know this was going to happen. I don't want to brag again, but I told you guys Trump would win by landslide. I think, I'll put it to you this way. I had a couple of friends tweet me, kind of on the fence type people. They're always nervous Nellies. And one of them said, I'll sleep good tonight because I, you know, after watching the debate. At the previous debate, she was concerned. I don't know. I didn't feel like Trump did very good. And I'm like, I don't know what you saw. Trump won both debates. Two different styles. Shows his range. Joe Biden has no range. Joe Biden was typical Joe Biden. And if, as the debate lingered on, he started kind of talking like this, in case you didn't notice it. The meds start to wear off after a while. There was no respite. There was no place for Joe Biden to hide. Every time he opened his big, fat, lying mouth, because he's a pathological liar, Trump shoved his foot in it. I said, if Joe Biden had a pair, Donald Trump absolutely kicked the crap out of him. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. It is the KevinJacksonShow.com. Love, love, love watching this debate. I loved how Trump didn't run from anything. He gave personable answers. He gave answers that when you ask your spouse a question and you're just, you want to answer. You ask your friend a question, you know, well, I tell you what, you know, when you're thinking about it, how about an answer? Hey, can you take care of my dog for the day while I'm gone? Well, you know, Kev, you know, your dog, hey, it's a yes or no question. I'm just going down the list. I was talking to my kiddo the other day, my youngest son, and I was telling him to do something. He was all, well, dad, and I go, hey, look, I'm not looking for a play-by-play here, brother. I just need you to get this done. And he looked at me like, oh, okay, I forgot. You're direct and to the point. Exactly. Donald Trump, man, and to the credit of this announcer chick, Kirsten or whatever her name is, she pressed Biden on a couple of things, not hard, but harder than he normally gets. And Biden thinks he's going to stand up there with that little wry smile, looking like a character from Sesame Street, and he's going to get elected. It ain't going to happen. You folks, I know you saw it. Here's what I'd like you to do. Call me and let me know what your thoughts were. 844-551-8255. Day or night, I don't care. Call, leave me a message. I want to know what you thought, because I've been telling you for a long time. You let Trump do Trump. Stop worrying about, well, he's not doing things the way I like or whatever. And you'll be fine. Donald Trump will prove every single time he's got your back. And that's what he did for America. Short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, this is
I'm
going
to give you 30 seconds to respond, and then we're going to move
on. I don't know. Somebody went to Wall Street. You're the one that takes all the money from Wall Street. I don't take it. You have raised a lot of money, tremendous amounts of money. And every time you raise money, deals are made, Joe. I could raise so much more money as president and as somebody that knows most of those people. I could call the heads of Wall Street, the heads of every company in America. I would blow away every record, but I don't want to do that because it puts me in a bad position. And then you bring up Wall Street. You shouldn't be bringing up Wall Street because you're the one that takes the money from Wall Street, not me. I could blow away your records that, like, you wouldn't believe. We don't need money. We have plenty of money. In fact, we beat Hillary Clinton with a tiny fraction of the money that she was able to.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to move on.
Don't tell me about average contribution.
You could hear Joe Biden trying to figure out how to work in the average contribution of my campaign is $42 or whatever it was, $43. Welcome back, everybody. Wow, what a masterpiece. What a masterpiece. Donald Trump dismantled Biden in a way that I don't want to say I didn't think he could do it, because that's not really true. And I will give Biden credit. He only had a few lapses where you can tell his mind is not where it was. And as I said in the first segment or of this hour, he looked old. He's trying to put on a brave face, but he looked pretty old. Anyway, glad you guys are back to Kevin Jackson Show. While that was going on, Barack Obama went out and he campaigned on behalf of Joe Biden. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but they said there couldn't have been 100 cars that circled by. And if you see this video, there's Barack Obama, and he's talking to a group of people who are Biden supporters, and he's got a megaphone. And he's giving them it's important, y'all get out there and do your thing, get out there and vote. And I have to tell you, it's rather embarrassing. If you're a leftist looking at this program and you want listening to this program, you could be looking at it, Stevie Wonder. But if you're listening to this program and you don't understand that there is absolutely no enthusiasm for the Democratic Party whatsoever, that everything that is being told to you about the Democratic Party is completely made up and fake, that everything that you're hearing about is an orchestrated attempt to make the Democrats look as if they're doing the right thing, on the right track, etc. Let me put it a different way. If the Democrats allowed this nation to run with just regular sanity, and they took out all the marketing and all the pushing and the things that they do in the strong army, and they just let this nation run, it would look nowhere near what Pelosi and these people talk about. We wouldn't be talking about racism. We wouldn't be talking about xenophobia. We wouldn't be talking about misogyny and all these other things. We would have a country that is running at full tilt, at full steam. There would be nobody in the world who could compete with us. And the Democrats know this. And this is why they just stir crap up all the time. This is where we are in this country. They know. It's funny, Joe Biden says, the people know who I am and all that. And we're going to be playing a few clips of the debate this hour. And in fact, I want to talk about, here in a minute, I want to talk about some other stuff leading up to the debate. But I mentioned that Barack Obama was going to campaign, and he's going to get a real rude awakening. One way or the other, there's two outcomes. Either Barack Obama goes full steam ahead and says, you know, come what may, Joe, I'm going to pull you over the finish line. Or he's going to see just how little clout he has, and he's going to run. And you know what's happening? He's seeing just how little clout he has. When you see the video, you should see the comments. People saying things like, wow, what a fall from grace. Who would have thought Obama couldn't bring it? This is the best they got. I mean, it was a host of things like that. And it's all very true. I mentioned that Donald Trump's appeal is that he seems like an everyday guy. I mean, as I watched him there, I was like, wow, this is a guy that does not feel political. And, of course, Barack Obama and Joe Biden are out there. I mean, it was funny just to hear them speak. It oozes politics. They've done nothing. They're mad about it. Trump gets stuff done. But anyway, one of the exchanges I thought was kind of interesting is where Trump says that Biden wants shutdowns because Trump wants to get the economy back. And here's a quick clip on that.
Look, all he does is talk about shutdowns, but forget about him. His Democrat governors, Cuomo in New York, you look at what's going on in California, you look at Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Democrats all, they're shut down so tight and they're dying. They're dying. And he supports all these people. All he talks about is shutdowns. No, we're not going to shut down, and we have to open our schools. And it's like, as an example, I have a young son. He also tested positive. By the time I spoke to the doctor the second time, he was fine. It just went away. Young people, I guess it's their immune system.
It really is a thing of who wants to open the economy, who doesn't. And for the record, Democrats want to open the economy. Just so we're clear, folks. They just don't want to open it for Trump.
They think that they can beat him economically. And for the record, I want to be very clear, they will continue this after if Trump doesn't get it. And I think he's starting to get it. I think he's, I mean, I don't know what took so long, and I understand there are people really dying from this disease. There's no question about it. But I'm telling you, what we're hearing, what's going on right now is the Democrats saying this is our only way to defeat Donald Trump or to ruin his legacy. And if they got to pull the entirety of America down with them, they'll do it. So Trump, again, made a very clear distinction. Here's a guy who's in cahoots with Democrat governors to keep you from going back to, and then Trump made a comment. He goes, they go, what do you want to go back to? That's what the moderator asked. He says, normal. I want to go back to normal. Do you know there are people conspiring so you never go back to normal? They never want you to see life again without a mask. What's next? We can talk about this mask all day long. If you want to finally, if you were to say to me, Kevin, this is it, it'll go no farther. Maybe I'd wear your stupid mask. But let me tell you something. I know politics. I'm smart enough. I've got those degrees I mentioned a few times here and there. Have I mentioned my book, racepimping.com? But anyway, I'm telling you, this is not the end. If you thought this was the end, if I thought this was the end, I may go for it. It is never the end. You think all these cameras that are being put up and all this surveillance and this contact tracing and all this stuff is the end? This is the beginning. These people are going to track you, trace you, and ultimately control you. And they're asking if you're willing to do it with this stupid mask. If you think it's just about the mask, then yeah, you're probably, Kevin, you like to fight. But I kind of do. I do like to fight. But it isn't about fighting for fighting's sake. I want to fight when the fight is there. If the fight is worth fighting for. You're doggone right, I'll fight then.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israel and Sudan agreed to normalize ties in a U.S. brokered deal, ending decades of hostility as one of Africa's largest countries joins a broader diplomatic realignment in the Middle East. President Trump reacts to the news.
We're doing them one by one. We did Sudan. They wanted to do a deal, and that was in particular nice because they essentially been at war with Israel for a long time. I don't know if it was fighting. I don't know that, but probably there's been a little bit, but certainly it's been for many years you've been officially at war with Sudan, and now it's not only the deal was signed, but it's peace.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis is meeting today with some of the evacuees from the state's wildfires. High winds have caused the fires to spread quickly. The East Troublesome Fire has consumed over 170,000 acres as of Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News. Democratic nominee Joe Biden's campaign is firing back after Tony Bobulinski, a former business associate of Hunter Biden, claimed the former presidential nominee was involved in his son's business dealings while he was vice president in the Obama administration. Biden campaign spokesman Andrew Bates saying there is no indication that former Vice President Biden ever got any money from anybody in these business dealings. Tony Bobulinski disagrees, and with more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
The U.S. Navy veteran said he was introduced to Joe Biden on May 2, 2017 by Hunter Biden and the lawmaker's brother, Jim Biden.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden delivering a speech in Delaware on the economy and COVID-19 on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a lot to talk about on this debate, but there's a lot of other stuff that happened leading into this debate. And, you know, we can focus on Hunter Biden and all of other stuff, and we will. We will. It's going to be around, baby. I told you guys, drip, drip, drip. I told you that Giuliani said, I will do a drip campaign. I'm going to get to that, too. Because we've already talked a little bit about the debate. I like letting the debate sink in. Let it soak in a little bit. See the aftermath. So we've introduced it. But here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about things leading up to the debate. There was a statement from Hunter Biden's associate, Tony Bobulinski. And it says, I've seen Vice President saying, Biden saying he's never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that's not true. How could it possibly be true? We know it's not true. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. We know that's a lie. Joe Biden is a pathological liar. The left knows it, the right knows it, and everybody in between. It's a lie. It's a lie. It would be like me saying to you, yeah, I have a son, and I don't know that he plays baseball. You know, he's flown with me on Air Force Two to multiple countries, and he's been introduced to a lot of people, but I don't ask him about his business dealings. It's insane. I have kids that are, one of my adopted kids is in China. I know exactly what he's into. Two of them are in France. You know what I know? One of them just left Disney. He's now working at a library. The other works at a restaurant. And I ask them all the time, how's it going? How's business? What's with the mask mandates? What's with this? You're always asking. You're interested. The idea that Biden wants us to believe, oh, it didn't happen. What are you talking about? And I think I know we're going to if we haven't. But we've got audio of, what's her name? Jill Biden, Dr. Jill. And she's making excuses for her family. I covered last week or maybe, I don't know when it was, but I covered the polls and everything else. Everything leading into this debate are exactly where we want it to be as conservatives. And it is Joe Biden and team are on the hot seat. But you know what he did? Joe Biden brought down, he's about to bring down the entirety of the Democratic Party. Because you know what the Democratic Party is telling you? As much as we talk about wanting young women, the LGBT, blacks, Latinos, and Asians, We passed over all of them so we could give you a corrupt, old, demented fool who's willing to let his family get ahead over yours. That is the true representation of the Democratic Party. So, Joe Biden, but I want to even go further. Joe Biden said, NATO is at risk because of what's happening in Belarus. This was during his town hall. Belarus is not a member of NATO, has never been a member of NATO, but George Stephanopoulos, who's one of the supposed to be the smartest guy in the room, right? He's a bright guy. He didn't even say anything to Joe Biden when Joe Biden made a bonehead statement like that. NATO's at risk because of what's happening in Belarus. What's that got to do with us? Nothing. Mr. Foreign Policy, is it any wonder that they took foreign policy off the plate? Joe Biden has no idea of foreign policy. Donald Trump says, hey, NATO, you're going to pay your bills. Biden, that's not a way. There's no way to treat your friends. There's no way to treat your friends. Making them pay their bills, making them own up, pardon me, and actually have to be a part of protecting this world? How dare that Donald Trump do that? That's what America's for. Everything leading up to this shows you the level of stupidity that is on the other side of the aisle. And look, I'm not going to give them any quarter. The reason why I'm not giving them any quarter is very simple. They will never give it to us. We are fighting for one collective America. They are not. They have sold this country, Joe Biden and the Democrats, every single one of them. And I'm not excluding some of these Republicans either. They have sold this country piece by piece, bit by bit, to the highest bidder. Whether it's trade, whether it's NATO, whether it's global climate farce, you name it, they've sold us out. And they want us, oh, you know, you guys ought to, you know, give us a break. What are you talking about? We need another shot. You ain't black. Sold us out on this stupid woo flu. I was at a meeting for my kids' baseball. All the parents must wear masks in the stands. For what? We're all out in the open air. They won't let you into the venue unless you're wearing a mask in the open air. It's not us. It's the mandate. I'm sick of the mandates. And you know what Joe Biden wants? He wants to mandate you wear that mask forever. Can you imagine a world where you got to wear this stinking mask everywhere you go from now to the end of time? But guess what? Biden was seen not wearing one but two masks the other day, one on top of the other. That's how scared he is. But do you think that's across the board? Let me tell you something, people listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. These people that are the mass Nazis, or Nazis, the mass Nazis, they are the biggest people that don't follow any of the rules. The minute they get out of off the camera, whatever, masks come off, blah, blah, blah. But Biden found out two people had COVID, and he is so afraid. Because he's 77, but he's like 113 in dog years. And he's so afraid of catching it, he had not one but two masks. This guy is afraid to be a leader. I don't know if you saw the Leslie Stahl. Trump published the Leslie Stahl interview ahead of 16 minutes. I love it. Why am I laughing? Because that's quintessential Trump. He says, we're going to film this, so anything you do that we don't like, I'll cut the interview and we'll publish it ourselves. So 60 Minutes spent all that time and effort and got nothing out of it. But Leslie Stahl, why aren't you wearing a mask? Why aren't you wearing a mask? Why aren't you telling people to wear a mask? Tell people, mask, mask, mask. And Trump's like, look, I tell people, if Trump should actually say, if you're over 70 years old, you should wear a mask. If you're under 70, it's your own risk. That's what he should be saying. But Leslie Stahl, get this. She's off camera not wearing masks. After she lectures people about wearing masks, she doesn't wear it. You think women in Hollywood want their makeup messed up over a stupid mask? Or their hair? or the way it makes them look. You think they spend all that money on their teeth and their fat new lips with all the stuff in it so they can cover them up? God. It's insane, man, to watch this stuff. Seriously. It's insane. So, Joe Biden also made one other declaration that I should tell you guys about while he was at this town hall. And he said, hey, if you're a cop, you aren't prepared to deal with all the things that are happening out there. But if you're a community, what do they call, if you're a, what do they call them? The community, or not organizer, but the people that come in and help, psychologists or whatever. If you're one of those people, then you can come in. You're prepared. You're prepared to deal with what cops deal with. Counselor. That's what I'm trying to think of. Thank you. And so he says the cops, you should shoot in the leg. Don't be trying to kill people all the time. Shoot them in the leg. So what, they're shooting at you? Get out of here. That's nothing. They're shooting at you. That's no big deal. So what? Well, so what, they're shooting at you? You shoot back. These are all the things that were happening, folks, leading up to Joe Biden's debate, leading up to everything we've learned about Hunter. Forget all that other stuff is what I'm telling you. Joe Biden is just crazy on his own. Two masks over a disease that is a ruse. And you know what? Joe will go along with it because the money, the power ahead of him, that's over him, will tell him what to do, and Joe will do it because Joe is programmed that way. Defund the police unless they start shooting people in the leg. Does Joe not understand that you can kill a person shooting them in the leg? Does he not understand there's a femoral artery there that will bleed you out faster than about anything else except maybe cutting your jugular? Of course he doesn't know. He was last, almost in the last in his class. He was certainly in the bottom part of his class. As Trump said, he's stupid. He's just not smart. There's a lot that happened leading up to this debate. And tons more that we could easily be talking about that has nothing to do with this criminal activity of the Bidens and everybody associated with them. They're not alone, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Release your tax return or stop talking about corruption.
President Trump, your response.
First of all, I called my accountants, underwrote it. I'm going to release them as soon as we can. I want to do it. And it'll show how successful, how great this company is. But much more importantly than that, people were saying $750. I asked them a week ago, I said, what did I pay? They said, sir, you prepaid tens of millions of dollars. I prepaid my tax. Tens over the last number of years. Tens of millions of dollars I prepaid. because at some point they think it's an estimate. They think I may have to pay tax. So I already prepaid it. Nobody told me that.
Did your accountant tell you that?
Nobody told you that. Excuse me. And it wasn't written. Whenever they write this, they keep talking about $750, which I think is a filing fee. But let me just tell you, I prepaid millions and millions of dollars in taxes. Number one. Number two, I don't make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe, and your son gave you. They even have a statement that we have to give 10% to the big man. You're the big man, I think. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But you're the big man, I think. Your son said we have to give 10% to the big man. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is terrible. If there was any point that was made in that debate, it was the big man. It was the emails of Hunter Biden. Here's a quick aside. There's a story out, Stories with Axiom. And here's what they wrote. People in the media see a parallel between the lurid Hunter Biden story and Hillary Clinton's email saga of 2016, but there is no parallel. For whereas the national press at least pretended to care about Clinton's illegally stored and deleted emails, journalists are doing everything they can to bury the Biden scandal. Quote, since the New York Post began publishing its Hunter Biden articles, there's been an escalating chorus of conservative whining about the mainstream media's refusal to pick up its reporting, wrote the New York Times' liberal Michelle Goldberg. She added that most reputable reporters aren't taking the bait. See, that's what always cracks me up about the left. They always want to get, they got to give you that. Most reputable scientists, all reputable scientists believe in global climate change. All reputable scientists believe in the science of Wu flu or whatever. Implying, if you don't believe, you can't be reputable. How can we possibly trust you? You don't know anything. And even this guy pointed out how diligent and wise of, quote, most reputable reporters. But this is the exact opposite of political journalism, a field wherein people are literally paid to take the bait. True reporters aren't supposed to print unfounded rumors or other materials that haven't been vetted. But like the story of Clinton's emails, that's not what this is. The Biden scandal comes with photographs and emails whose veracity has not been contested by Biden nor his father, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. He says, though we could have guessed this would happen, liberal journalists have been apologizing ever since since 2016 for covering a major story of that year's campaign. Clinton's violation of national security rules and open records laws. Her emails were government property and she deleted them. So why would these journalists now risk doing anything that would hurt President Trump's latest challenger? They won't. That's why the media are doing everything they can to avoid the substance of the Hunter Biden scandal. It ain't gonna work. And that's where Donald Trump, in this debate, said, okay, I get it. I understand you're not going to do it. And as I said earlier, I think he understands this game. He's Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, and every Carney Barker you've ever met rolled into one. Because he said to himself, I'm not going to let this happen. I'm going to make sure people know exactly what's happened. And there will be no question. These emails are authenticated, undoubtedly. You can't claim Russian collusion and Russian spying and Russian disinformation, which is what they did. They pulled out every trick they could. And Trump just crushed them. Here's another clip.
I get treated worse than the Tea Party got treated. Because I have a lot of people in there, yeah. Deep down in the IRS, they treat me horribly. We made a deal, it was all settled, until I decide to run for president. I get treated very badly by the IRS, very unfairly. But we had a deal all done. As soon as we're completed with the deal, I want to release it. But I have paid millions and millions of dollars, and it's worse than paying. I paid in advance. It's called prepaying your taxes. Okay. I paid in advance.
I want to ask you both about questions regarding your potential foreign entanglements and questions that have been raised to give you both a chance to talk about this more broadly. Respond very quickly, and then I'll get to my question.
Why did he's been saying this for 4 years? Show us. Just show us. Stop playing around. You've been saying for 4 years you're going to reduce your taxes. Nobody knows, Mr. President. What they do know is you're not paying your taxes, or you're paying taxes that are so low. When last time he said what he paid, he said, I only pay that little because I'm smart. I know how to game the system. Come on. Come on, folks. So,
President Trump, and then I want to get to two questions to both of you.
Sure. I was put through a phony witch hunt for 3 years. It started before I even got elected. They spied on my campaign. No president should ever have to go through what I went through. Let me just say this. Mueller and 18 angry Democrats and FBI agents all over the place spent $48 million. They went through everything I had, including my tax returns, and they found absolutely no collusion and nothing wrong. $48 million. I guarantee you, if I spent $1 million on you, Joe, I could find plenty wrong. Because all right, the kind of things that you've done and the kind of monies that your family has taken, I mean, your brother made money in Iraq, millions of dollars. Your other brother made a fortune, and it's all through you, Joe. And they say you get some of it, and you do live very well. You have houses all over the place. You live very well.
Did you hear that little cackle at the end joke? And he tried to smile it off. That was Trump essentially throwing down the gauntlet. We played that clip earlier in the broadcast. I mean, that's my takeaway. There's more. I mean, there were all other Donald Trump pressed him on all kinds of stuff. And, of course, Biden denied it.
I didn't take any money from foreign sources or whatever.
Because what Joe Biden believes is, if I didn't take it, if my fingerprints aren't directly on it, it's not going to matter. But see, what Trump is doing, he's saying, look, if you want to support Biden, support him. But there's a contingent of people out there who get this. There's a contingent of people who know that the type of thing that happened for Hunter Biden is not going to happen for the average person. If the Democrats believe that they could trot out the best they have, and by the way, they are doing it. And you know what the reaction has been when they trotted out their best and blackest? That would be baby black Jesus. Nothing. I want you to picture Barack Obama campaigning in Pennsylvania, and he's on a block. 100 cars or whatever go by and honk their horns, and he's speaking to five or six Biden staffers in front of a tent. It was embarrassing that is all this man could get. This was the leader of the world, the free world, for 8 years. He's called out to be the secret weapon, and he's not surrounded by black folks. Here, for those of you who don't understand what I'm trying to impart upon you today on the Kevin Jackson Show, I want you to understand this. Barack Obama is supposed to be so popular. He's made so much money. He's been the savior of the Democratic Party. And he goes out to campaign, and you've got to see it for yourself. There are more people that are protecting him than he's speaking to. I want you to imagine if you had a situation like that. Pick anywhere in the country you want. Put Trump in front of a group of people with a megaphone and see how many people are there. You get what I'm saying? Hey, for those of you who are wondering about the black vote, in Pennsylvania, Barack Obama didn't have churches emptied out. He didn't have buses showing up to meet the former president. What did I tell you? I've been telling you, he's not popular. The media wants you to believe he's got, oh, you have no idea. No, I do. And that's why I said, I dare Democrats. Have a rally. Have Barack Obama there. Don't bring in a act, you know, some big act of Jay-Z or whatever, and watch what happens. Now, what did he say? What was Obama?
Well, you know, we had to practice social distancing.
Let me tell you, if you had social distancing rules for whatever amount of space you need, you could have put Barack Obama in the middle of the Mojave Desert and had social distancing of 100 feet, and you still wouldn't have had 1,000 people within a mile of him. That's a fact. Trump wiped the floor with the Democrats in the debate and outside the debate.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.